Go loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up tight. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that,
deep knocker.
Film episode 177 of Talking Bollocks, brought to you by Go Loud. It's me, 30 Flower.
It's me, COB.
It's just the two of us, bro.
Yeah, and it's...
I think I've started every episode ever with just the two of us, but it's just the two of us. Obviously, I'm making it clear, but I mean, it's just like, surely I'd have a new way of introducing just...
What other way could you do it?
Well, I forgot about that.
It's only 6 months till Christmas.
It's 4 months. That's a bit heavy to have. Wait, are we actually going to talk about Christmas? Yes. Are we? Because I'm still going through Link's Africa sets. 4 months it's been.
Since what? Christmas?
Since the last episode of just the two of us.
Yeah, well, here we are. Here we are.
What? People snap. People want more of them. They're sick of... No, they're not sick of the bonus episodes. They want more bonus episodes or longer bonus episodes. So we said every once in a while we're going to have to throw one of these.
But the bonus episode is more chaos. I think this one should
be more. It gets carried away because the questions and all as well are mad. Now, I know we have a couple of questions here.
This one's just more like a chat, a discussion.
Yeah,
how was your weekend? How was your day?
Explosive 25 minutes.
You were at Forbidden Fruit, 30. You made your long-awaited return to the scene of the crime.
I didn't think I was going to go back after that fall a couple of years ago.
PTSD?
Yeah. I was on the hill as well. I had to go to the hill.
I did, Rick. Thanks, your fail.
I went there and I blessed myself and I just said a little prayer and I went about my day. Nelly Furtado was playing, yeah?
Right.
Bro, and like, when I seen Nelly Furtado was playing, I thought it was hilarious. I was like, Nelly Furtado in Kilmainham.
As if what, like?
I just think it was mad. It'd be like if... It was like Jay-Z and Beyonce walking out the Fino.
As in, she's too big to be playing?
There's that kind of feeling, but I just... It's not that she... No, that wasn't my thought. It was like, is it not mad? Like, Nelly Furtado is just in Kilmainham, no? Do you not think that's mad, no?
No.
Right, well, I thought it was...
There's been madder ones.
But like, but I thought it was like... comedic, like.
Okay.
I was like, what's she doing at Forbidden Fruit, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I was like, this is going to be gas, blah, blah, blah. She was on then. We all went with, and bro, best gig I was ever. Yeah. Best gig.
It looked like there's 100,000 people there.
It felt like it as well, bro, the heat. But it was unbelievable. I honestly could not get over how good she was, bro. Did you know she made that song Broken Strings?
Yeah, her and James Morrison.
Was it holding James Morrison? Yeah.
Let me hold you for the last time. Okay. I was flat out on James Morrison yesterday because...
I don't know who James Morrison is. I don't know if that's the same.
So shout out to me mate Vinny. Vinny Jones got married. Congratulations to him and Emma. They got married the weekend and their first dance song was a James Morrison song. So last night, chilling out in the gaff and we just had James Morrison on loop on Spotify.
Yeah.
And that song come on.
What a song, bro.
What else was
you know? You know, you wouldn't think so. When that came on, I was like, "Is this the vibe for that?" You know, like that, bro. Oh my!
Everyone's sobbing them out.
Sobbing down, yeah. Like I was. Little, she started with Manita.
Yeah. Did you sing her favorite song?
Promiscuous Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sang it. Yeah. Do you know what the mad thing is? I don't know whether I had a trauma response or something. I don't remember her singing it.
Like, I don't know how she sang it.
Because, like, I seen videos as well. And then...
response.
I didn't get a drama response to it.
Yeah.
Should we tell that story?
No, we never told it. Will I tell the story?
Go. Just do it now. Fuck it.
We ripped the plaster off.
Take the plaster off.
So, we went to see Maverick Sabre 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In the Olympia. And we were up in the bar. And these two girls come over and approach us and says, what's your favourite duet? And obviously, because I'm ready to rock her all times, I said, American Boy. But I was telling Kanye West, just in case anyone ever asks. And some girl interrupted me while I was having a moment and just said to Terrence, mine is Promiscuous Girl. And what did you say, Terry?
I actually can't remember. What did I say?
I'm nearly sure you said, yeah, you can sing it back in the gaff. Something flirty like that.
Right.
And I was like, grand sound. We went down then, we got our drinks, went down, and we watched Mav do his thing. Then after it, what happened, Terry? Joe Maxey, you were accompanied in the taxi with said girl.
Yeah.
Arrived home and she said, stick with Mischievous Girl on there. And you were giving it a big Charlie. You were like, I know every word of it, giving all that, this, that, and the other. Now, bear in mind, this is all secondhand information because I wasn't there. So Terrence told me this, but I can envision you. I know what you like. I know you were giving it a big Charlie. You were like, Permiscuous Girl, no problem. I sing this brushing my teeth. So you whack her on there. You get the Spotify up, and what happened, Harry?
Couldn't spell it.
You couldn't spell promiscuous, and I swear to God, I could picture him standing there in his sitting room with his PlayStation controller in his hand, going, P, O, and he was looking at you one and going, fuck that Nelly Furtado. And that's 100% the true story.
That is a true story.
Spell promiscuous.
Oh, keep it. So,
probably not, the hardest word in the English language to spell.
Not even a bad speller. Look, I can spell stuff.
Spell it. What's the first four letters?
Prom. I know it goes, that's where I had the issue after them.
It's promiscuous, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I went P-O-O-M and I just said, fuck that Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
And flicked through the album.
So when she played that in Canaan, you were like,
I think I had skip a this one. Response. Yeah.
You were like, skip this in real life.
Yeah, I swear to God. No, I'm not joking when I say that. I know, like, comedic value or whatever. No, there's not. I was like, did she play that? And everyone was like, yeah. I was like, why have I no memory of all playing Promiscuous Girl? Oh, boy, what's it?
Promiscuous Girl.
Yeah, Promiscuous Girl, yeah. I don't know, yeah. So, yeah, she played it.
And who else did you see?
Gemma.
Gemma Dunleavy, oh, as always.
The go.
Anyone
go.
Else?
No.
Didn't probably want.
Oh, Barry Can't Swim.
Yeah.
Which, why?
I seen someone putting up a story saying Barry can't DJ.
Yeah, I was saying that.
Was that you?
Those songs, bro. Yeah.
I was like, turns out we can. Is he good?
Lethal, bro.
Lethal, yeah.
Absolutely lethal.
I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
How do you feel getting snubbed on Goss.ie? They put up an article saying Irish stars were out for Forbidden Fruit. Terry Penis wasn't mentioned,
bro.
You'd want to up your game.
Oh, what do you have to do with the grant?
Do you know what you need to do? You need to start going to festivals with nipple tape on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see all the young ones and the influencers doing that? And I'm like, relax, love, you're in bleeding Marley Park. You know what I mean? You're not in Coachella. It's going to lash rain in 20 minutes and you fishnet stockings on.
What's the best way to get yourself onto Goss.ie?
That's a very good question.
Like, if me and you want to be on Goss.ie first thing in the morning, what should we do? I know.
So do I, but I think we'd be cancelled if I say.
Oh. No, well, then we're not on the same.
Go on, you say it then.
I was going to say, like, fucking getting married or something, or engaged or something. Surely they'd have to write something about us, wouldn't they? Would they write around what they say? Like, I don't know the criteria. How do I get into that bracket? They've put up stuff about us before.
Yeah.
At the podcast awards and podcast to look out for.
Yeah.
And
there was a few things we've mentioned then, but like, how do you just get like your day to day life in it?
Yeah, how and when are you gonna write like Tardens went for a chicken fillet roll?
Yeah,
I have a confession.
Go on,
getting them rolls toasted, bro.
I told you this.
Listen like, to me, right?
We never actually addressed this. No. I said this about 3 years ago to you, and you looked at me like I had two heads. And a lot of people out there were saying the same thing at the time. Get your fucking chicken fillet rolls toasted and your wraps as well. It melts the cheese.
There's a lot of things you tell me to do, like for like.
I say everything.
No, but for health reasons.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's like, go to the gym and do this. And I'm always like, fuck off, Calvin. And you're like, drink your electrolytes. Not. So I start going to the gym, drink the electrolytes. I'm eating the old sourdough blade and toast or a bit of porridge and all in the mornings. I'm in top form going around. And then one day, hadn't had a roll in about 3 weeks. I said, fuck it. I'm going to get it rolled. I'm just going to get it toasted because fuck it, what does it matter? And I got it toasted and I'm eating two chicken fillet rolls a day.
Yeah.
Toasted.
Protein.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
Shit. 12 out of 10.
Yeah. Unreal. Honestly, I had one Saturday morning. Well, I didn't have a roll out of wrap. Unbelievable, I swear. It's my favourite thing. Getting it toasted, melts the cheese. Oh, just.
So you're at the. My point was, you're at the bringing me down health wise with that one. Because I can't stop now.
Less calories than a wrap. There you go.
Is that?
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to lose weight, but I have a big Ned Kelly. I mean, I'm at the point on a bit of 10.
You're in the gym now?
Yeah.
You're on the juice now?
No, I'm not going to.
You know reverse. You know reverse.
I've seen this one before.
Yeah.
What were we saying? Right, give me a yoke. What's it?
I was going to say, if you come out of the closet.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
What's wrong with that? Why would you be cancelled for coming out as gay? If you were gay, imagine. Because
I think you'd be on Goss.ie in the morning if you did that.
One of us could be gay and hide
there. Right, well, it's not me, so.
I didn't say it was me either. I'm just saying, like, I didn't actually mean.
Statistically, like, you didn't mean that, yeah.
But I'm trying to justify it at all.
I think that'll get you on Goss.ie. What else?
Goss.ie.
What did you say? Get married?
Yeah, if you like, surely like if one of us just hit one in, like
if I proposed to me board and I seen it on Costa, I'd be fuming. I'd be like, is this ringing, is this newsworthy?
Ringing Ali Rouse.
Ringing Ali, yeah. What are you doing? A slow news day, is it? Fucking hell.
Oh, stop.
But yeah, Blade and Vinny got married the weekend.
Vinny, shout out to Vinny Jones for and his missus, obviously, because they got married. But Vinny is the go. I don't know his board, you get me?
Yeah, no, but, she's lovely. Emma's 100%. Yeah,
Vinny is the man of all the time of the world for Vinny Jones. I love that story about when the guard pulled him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's Vinny Jones, and he gets a whole eating.
So he's been nicked numerous amount of times because like the guard pull him and say, what's your name? Say, Vinny Jones, and he just clatter him and nick him and bring him home. And all. Like, that's his name. But he got married the weekend and had a big rigmarole, big ceremony and all that shit, yeah. And I fell asleep for 14 hours, yeah.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
I missed the whole second half of the wedding. So I had the meal, that was grand. Amy wasn't feeling well. I was like, do you want to walk back down to the room, chill out for a while? And she went down, I hit the bed and that was it. It was like an anchor, wasn't getting back up. I fell asleep on the bed in my clothes and woke up at 8 o'clock ready for breakfast then. Not a sin out in the hotel, not a whisper of anybody. Just me floating around getting an Eggs Benedict. And I was like, I'm at the letting the side down there.
Obviously knew we were going to the wedding and now a few people who were going to it, and Vinny and all, I was saying, these are all like in a head case, this can be a little wedding. And I texted you the next day and I said, what was the wedding like? And you texted me back saying, I fell asleep at 11 o'clock, I woke up at 8 o'clock the next morning.
It was a bad one. And I woke, had missed calls and all, and the boys were all telling me that, they were like ringing me and be like, oh, he'll be down, like he'll be down and I'll give him time. I called at 2:30. Do you know what I mean? If I'm not down at 2:30, I'm not just going to go up at 3 and be like, oh, where were you? Do you know what I mean?
But, went down to a wedding to have a kip.
You want to see what they done? So the dinner's over and everyone's just sitting around, yeah, and a waiter came through carrying like a big box of plates and hit the deck. And everyone's like, oh, like everyone's standing up. And I was like, is he all right? And I was getting up to help him. And with that, your man jumped up with a microphone singing a song. So he stung everybody. Yeah, it was all an act. Wow. Oh, it was lethal. And then he was singing a duet. But when I got to the part where, I can't remember what the song was. He got to the part where the girl came in. And then one of the other waiters just dropped what he had. And he took a microphone out then. And he was on the other side of the room. I was like, this is a bit of crack, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Well planned.
Well planned. Stung everybody. And then I went, I said, fuck that. I've seen enough. I'm bollocks after that now. Going to bed.
Right, we've questions, Calm.
Yeah, well, there's an election in 20 minutes. Now, do you know what?
All right.
I have to get all serious about it. I know this podcast goes out Thursday at 5 o'clock and the elections are Friday, but get out and fucking vote. Whatever you do, get out and fucking vote. No matter who you're voting for or what way you're voting, get out and fucking vote. Your vote counts, it's important, it matters. But one piece of, I won't tell you who to vote for, but one piece of advice I will give you, make sure you know who you're voting for and what they do. Because I see people out there promising the sun, moon and stars and they're running in the local elections. You're running as to get onto the county council. Like, know the power that county councils have in Ireland. So like people are saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get rid of that and I'm going to bring this in and do that. County councils don't even have the power. But people are like, oh, you're saying a lot of stuff I agree with, so I'll just vote for you. Not realising then, 3 months down the road, when all the stuff they promised can't actually come true, you'd be like, what the fuck did I vote for? But they're already in. Do you know what I mean? So just be wary of what you're voting. I know this will only be fucking valid for a few hours anyways, but hopefully someone there and they'll find this beneficial. But yeah, get out and fucking vote.
Right.
That's that.
That's fucking that.
It says holidays. I feel like I was on holidays 3 months ago. Do you know it's only been 2 weeks?
I never seen you look... You look tired today.
I'm bollocks tired, Terry.
I never seen you look more tired than the few days after your holiday.
It was only 2 weeks ago.
Bro. So you still haven't recovered as well? Yeah. You haven't. You went to the blame wedding.
Did not sleep in life.
Sleep, bro.
Best sleep in life.
Still catching up on sleep.
But
every story I looked on, you were at the top of a blame mountain.
Yeah, I actually...
Now, I looked little.
I'm going away next week. I'm going to another wedding. Fucking weddings and all. When was the last time you were at a wedding?
Over 10 years ago.
I swear to God, mate, I feel like I'm going to a wedding every fucking 3 months. Stop getting married, people that I know. We're going to a wedding next year.
Oh, you haven't been to a wedding. Yeah, we're going to a wedding.
We're going to a wedding next year, yeah.
Can we say?
Why can't we? There's a fucking podcast about the wedding that we're going to. Why can't we say it? It's not a secret, like.
I was really meant to know. Yeah, we're going to Darden Conway's wedding. Well, we were invited.
Will we just go together?
Yeah.
Like, you can be my plus one.
Yeah. Will we? I said to Dad already, his nerves are gone. I said, I'm going to make a show of you at this wedding. I said, I'm going to wreck the place. He was like, don't be saying all that.
Paro. Yeah. You know when they were like, is there any reason why these two shouldn't be wedding? You can grow up and be like, yeah.
Yeah. Right, I have a zinger.
Go on.
It's actually a good one, to be fair, as well. Would you rather walk with someone who sings Baby Shark all day long at the top of their voice for 6 months, or wear only one shoe? Or wear only one shoe for a year, no matter where you go? Imagine you're going hit today and I'm just screaming Baby Shark all day, every day.
For 6 months?
6 months, bro. But they're at the minute singing it in the other job as well. It's where you walk, innit? Think about that. Imagine you ringing me saying, look, I reckon this fella would be good in the podcast now, just singing Baby Shark back there. Walk related, innit?
I take the Baby Shark because it's in walk 8 hours a day, Monday to Friday. Excluding bank holidays. You can take annual leave, stuff like this. Weekends, all that. But it's only 6 months. Then if you have to wear the one shoe for the whole year, that's your life.
I've noticed the trend that you do.
What?
No matter what the scenarios are in some of these singers, like that, that'd be one, yeah? You always go for the one with less duration of time.
Mm.
Regardless of what they are. So I was like, fuck it.
Sold on. Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah.
Just get through it.
Yeah.
It's never like...
No, we had one.
The situation.
It's in a bonus. And it was... I'm nearly sure it's 6 months or 2 years, and I take the 2 years.
Did you?
No, it's 1 year or 2 years. I take the 2 year one. You'll find out next week. I know it. You'll find out next week's bonus episode.
It's not out yet. Tell me.
It's would you rather be an undercover duck for a year or herd penguins in Antarctica for 2 years? I take the 2 years in Antarctica.
This podcast gone to the dogs.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's fucking...
What?
I'm wearing one runner anyways. That's what I'm doing.
And this podcast gone to the... We actually have big news. We're going to have 2 big guests coming up soon. I'm not obviously going to say who they are, but like, I'm surprised that...
I was going to shout them out here, just because I'm so shocked that they're fans of the podcast.
Do, because no one's going to know who the first one is, because you can't pronounce his name.
Finn Balor. What do you mean? Finn Balor is a big fan of the podcast.
Finn Balor.
So shout out to Finn, the GOAT.
Finn Balor, yeah.
And
WWE.
Ryan Hennessy.
From Picture This.
From Picture This. What a man. I text Ryan Hennessy yesterday.
All right. Humble brag.
Yeah.
All right. 11 a reef.
No, I followed him. And then.
Oh, yeah. Me and Henno, yeah. Mate.
Do I sound like one of the influencers?
You sound like me and Henno, yeah. Just down the flatch.
Dropping it?
Yeah.
No, I tell you it's the truth.
Henna rang me there on FaceTime and all. He said, you got to lend him a score. I said, drop down the gaff. Give him 50 quid. I did. Said, keep it.
No, you have to listen. Are you listening?
Of course.
Right, so I followed
me and Henna, yeah. Followed Henna, you already followed me. Clicked on his page, said follow back.
I'm not talking about it. I don't
go on, I'll move the mic away.
Ryan Hennessy.
Go on.
And picture this.
Go on.
Right.
You and Henna, go on, I'm moving the mic away.
So I followed him, right? And he followed me back. And then I texted him and said, look, big fan, love you to come on the podcast. And he said, he's a big fan of the podcast. He's been listening for years.
So Finn Balor said the same thing as well. And that's when I was like, yeah. Yeah. Nice one, bro.
Yeah.
I do be shocked.
No, but is that not... That's the maddest thing in the world. The amount of times that that's happened.
But I do be shocked. I'm like, why are you listening? Go out and choke slam somebody.
I went over to Liverpool to watch Liverpool Everton last year. Can't remember when it was. And we were walking through the park towards Anfield. And there was Molly McCann, Crouchy, someone else. And they were all doing an interview with BT. Or TNT Sport or whatever the fucking is. And after the lads went to get pictures with it, and I went over and one of the lads, they were slagging me. They were like, do you not know him off the talking bollocks now trying to make a show of me? And she goes, you your man off talking bollocks? Yeah, come here, I know you. And I was like, what's the crack? And she was like, I said, well, when are you coming on the podcast? And she said, whenever you want, give me a shout, give me your number. Text a lot and we got it on the podcast. But I thought it was mad that she knew who we were. Do you get me? And then the amount of times that we texted someone and was like, I said to Ryan Hennessy yesterday, what's up? I do a podcast called Talking Bollocks and all. You know, I'm just trying to blade flirt with him and let him know what the crack is. And he's like, yeah, I'm a fan, yes. I was like, that's mad. That's not the maddest thing ever.
Do you know what else the maddest thing ever?
Go.
Vinny Jones's brother is good mates with Ollie Moore's.
Ollie Moore's a fan as well.
So, we're going to have some bleed in July.
I know someone that knows Adele.
Who?
I can't say.
All right.
I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Vinny said to me, listen, he'll get you Ollie Moore's. And I said, really, yeah. And he goes, he knows a load of famous people. He escorted Rihanna through the airport.
You don't know Rihanna if you escort her through the airport, bro. It's not how it works. It's not how, bro, it's not how it works.
She knew his first name.
It's not how it works, bro.
I'm just saying.
Bro, I know people who you know all your life.
I'm just saying.
And you've been on nights out with them. And I've said, I know people you've hung around with. And I've said, are you married to him? And you go, I kind of know. You hung around with the person. You're trying to tell me because Rihanna knows someone's name.
I went to the airport with him. They're basically best mates.
So it's only if you go to an airport or someone.
Listen to me. You'll see next time she's over. Once she has that kid, that's it. She's going to be in that hussy and you're going to be there explaining to her, sorry, Rihanna, yeah, Coolio broke that mic.
I have a problem as well. So we're going to, I didn't even answer that singer. We're going to Manchester.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about this. So shout out to Keeper Crosby, former guest of the podcast. Shout out to Sean O'Bannon, former guest of the podcast. And shout out to my show starlet, Molly McCann, all fighting in Manchester.
Awesome.
Right? Just letting you all know.
There's a strong chance I'm not going.
Why?
What is this? The UFC are robbing tramps, bro. They're robbing bastards, bro. I'm not having it.
Mm.
300 quid for the furthest ticket away is what I'm hearing. Don't know how true it is. Tickets are on sale on Friday, as far as I know. So tomorrow, if he's listening on Thursday when this is out.
So someone got us two tickets and we're revolutious.
So 300 quid for a ticket in the bleachers, bro.
Yeah.
In the SSE arena. Like, that's not on, bro. It's
the co-op arena.
Oh, the co-op arena. Sorry, where is the SSE arena?
I think it's in Belfast, is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And the co-op arena, bro.
It's the brand new arena, yeah.
300 quid for the Fordist to get away with. Now, I might be wrong, but that's I think it is
because the McGregor fight that's in a few weeks has the highest gate already ever. And I'm like, they didn't put more seats in. So what you mean you have the new record? You just up the prices. So they just keep upping the prices.
Yeah.
And I've seen the prices. I've been at a UFC event. I well believe that the cheapest ticket is in the hundreds. Whereas,
do you know what? It's more the ego for me to not want to go to that. Like, I have my flights booked, hotel booked, and it's more the ego from me saying, like,
but it will be late, though.
Oh, it's going to be late, man.
Do you know what? It's annoying.
I'm going to end up getting the worst part is I don't want, but I don't want to give in, but like,
but yeah, the way I look at it is, 30, yeah.
Like, we don't get many events either over here.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing because it's going to be it's at American hours as well. And people are saying to me, that's on at all hours in the morning. I'm like, mate, you're standing talking to me in a nightclub at 4:30 telling me that I'm not going to be able to stay awake watching UFC fights at 3 o'clock.
But do you ever be watching it? The captain, your adrenaline's pumping, you can't go to sleep after.
But then sometimes when you sit down and you have something to eat, then you're like, oh, a little nap now would be nice, wouldn't it? And then bang, you missed the main event. Happens all the time.
I mean, you're watching the UFC in my
app. Me and Teddy watched Adesanya and
Pereira
won.
Yeah.
But the first time they fought in the UFC, and Tannis had two sofas, and one was at the back wall, and one was like in front of that at the side. And he kept looking at me saying, don't go to sleep, don't go to sleep. And I was looking at him through one eye. I'm like, I'm not going to sleep. And with that, Terrence had his back to me. I could just hear him snoring then. I was like, you're asleep, you little cunt, you.
The whole night was just each other giving out to me.
We do more fighting than the two of the boys in the octagon.
No, but, remember we both woke up, we both fell asleep. Woke up and Adesanya was like a question mark on the ground.
I woke up and was seeing Pereira's hand in the air. I was like, Terry, Adesanya's at the losing there.
I was like, go home.
But anyone going to UFC Manchester, give us a show. That'd be a bit of crack.
Load of bollocks, them ticket prices.
Ticket prices is a load of bollocks.
So, whoever's in with the UFC, Molly or something, she'd say to them, she'd pull down it and be like, are you for real?
Yeah. Just give the two boys two tickets and then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it's more ego, yeah. That makes me go, do you know what? I don't even want to pay us for that.
Yeah, but it's going to be worth it, though.
It's not going to be worth it.
We'll see on the 28th of July when we're on the flight home. I'm like, you know what? That was fucking lethal, that was, wasn't it?
We'll spend close to €1,000 to go to Manchester for the UFC.
And are you going to have pockets in your coffin?
Right, I'm going then.
Can't take it with you, Terry.
Peter asked that singer a few minutes ago.
Who's Peter?
Don't know.
What one was it again?
Do you know what? You actually wrote on it. The work day is a 12-hour shift, Calvin. Sorry, I missed this part of the singer. So,
first attempt at one of these lads, so go easy. Cheers, Peter. I love how he has it structured as an email.
Yeah, old Peter.
Yeah.
What are you on for? I don't know how old you're at. The work days, so it's not just an 8-hour car.
Yeah, who's walking 12 hours, by the way?
What are you used to do, bro?
Every day, five days a week.
Yeah. More.
I'm still taking it. One chew, you can't go to a wedding.
Put a boot or something on you and pretend. Say, yeah, I broke my foot.
No, I'm still taking it. Yeah, do you know what? I hate this as well. Owen does this all the time. I'll answer a zinger, bang, and then he'll add a stipulation to it. And I'm like, Owen, that wasn't in the question. Do you know what I mean?
Owen gets carried away, doesn't he?
He just and he tries to deter me. Did you see this one here? Imagine you're breaking into houses, but you can only steal things that make it mildly inconvenient for the victim. What you're robbing? The battery's out of remote control. 100% taking that.
Do you take the PlayStation controller?
Batteries.
He has one.
I'm taking the batteries out of the remote control. Not the remote control. The batteries out of that. Yeah. I'm taking one AirPod. Yeah. So you have the case open.
Not allowed to replace these things.
Well, you're going to have to go and buy a whole new set.
I'm going to take the flush off his toilet. The yoke you press down the handle.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take that and put it in my pocket. I'm going to cut the hose off your shower. I just want your man to be filthy all around. take the Brussels off his toothbrush.
Take coffee out of his coffee machine.
What would you be taking?
You don't know the heartbreak, Terry, because you haven't bought one yet. When you go up in the morning, then you go to fucking knock the coffee machine on, there's no coffee in it, and the grinder goes on a mad one.
Told you I was going to buy one.
I'm
going
to get a new one.
And the thing was fucking $2,500 or something. I said, you'd want to have someone coming into the gaff and making me the coffee.
That's because you were looking at a bleeding, like Gucci Montclair fucking
coffee machine.
It was
in Brown Thomas, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's an upstairs, but there's an upstairs electronic place.
Yeah. Oh, you can go to Harvey Norman to get one. Good DeLonghi yoke, $500, hell yeah.
She's going to buy one in Lidl.
I'll do that then.
$80, I said it's too good to be true. That
definitely
break too good
in
a month.
True. I want to get one of the smart ones where like you can use Alexa on it. And be like, Alexa Americano, and the thing starts making in the kitchen.
Hold on. I'm only hearing about all this, bro.
Bro.
I'm at the hearing, right? You can ring the gaff and put the heating on with no one in the gaff through the Wi-Fi.
You can do all that on your phone. All that in an app on your
There's
phone.
People.
Bang, bang.
Here's one for you.
Go on.
There's people. Bro, this is real. Right before I say it, there's people boiling kettles off the phone.
Yeah.
You can boil the kettle.
Do you know you can buy a tap and you have instant hot water? You just press the button, cold water, press the button, fizzy water, press the button. There you go. Built into the fucking sink.
Fizzy water?
Yeah. Now.
Here, we're in the future. We're in, here, come here. People, they'll be like, oh.
Do you know what else annoyed me?
That's the future to me.
Remember that woman we bumped into and she was like, that fucking portal is the future. I was like, that's fucking FaceTime. I can get me gaff cleaned from the touch of my phone here. I can have my car charging from the touch of my phone here. But FaceTime on a bigger screen in New York. And she was like, wow. Wow. How many times she ring me on FaceTime a day? 4. Wow. She annoyed the crap out of me, she did.
The crap.
She did. I'm censoring myself because we have younger listeners.
Yeah, that's all the future to me. Someone said to me the other day,
I'm going to get one. I'm getting one of them coffee machines that you can air.
Why?
Because I don't want
to
be...
My response to that was, why do you need... Just go and boil the kettle, man. Like, I get it if you're coming home and walk. How long does the kettle take to boil? If you don't fill it the whole way, just fill it a quarter of the way and boil it. 30 seconds, a minute.
Oh, you could be lying in bed, press a button. I'm like, right, I'm getting up now and it's there in front of you.
Who's making it?
The coffee machine.
Makes it?
Yeah.
How is it taking the cup out of the place?
You put the cup in it the night before.
Right, listen, that's impressive, yeah. No, I'll have that.
Yeah, look, you're fuming.
No, yeah.
You're fuming, aren't you? No, tell the truth.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, look, yeah. Contradict me out of that one, go on.
No, that was good. The kettle one, I'm not agreeing with.
I don't boil the kettle, I don't drink tea.
Yeah, do you ever boil the kettle and you have to wait 3 to 5 working days, bro, when you fill it? Yeah. I never fill a kettle. Bro, I tried to make a pot noodle the other night, yeah? And I filled the kettle and I boiled it. I was there for 2 months waiting. It just wouldn't boil. I'm still waiting. It wouldn't end.
The only time I ever boil the kettle is when I'm mopping the floors. Because you never get the water as hot as the kettle coming out of the tap.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I boil the kettle then. I boil the kettle and the sun's up. And then I'm mopping the floors pitch black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Another thing I actually want to talk about, right? It's really annoying.
I feel like I was in the middle of saying something a few minutes ago.
You had your chance. You had your chance.
And you're like, oh, and you're like, you didn't say it. Right, my move done. Go.
So we're all talking about electric picnic. Yeah. Getting camper vans. What is the story with camper vans? $3,000 they're looking for a camper van for 3 nights. $3,000, Teddy.
Yeah.
You buy a bang on of a car, live in it for 3 days and give it back and it still wouldn't cost anywhere near that. $3,000 for camper vans.
Someone said to me the other day that you can get a thing where it's like tickets and then like clean toilets and a bar for the people that are in there and it's like 1600.
That's in the Pink Moon camping.
Is it, yeah?
You're staying in the tent.
But that's still heavy whack. No, am I missing something? Like that's still heavy, no? For two? Like 800 quid each?
Mm. Kinda, yeah, but
like, how much is a ticket? 200.
Two hundred. 280.
Say a pint.
Because we looked this up. Remember, Forbidden Fruit was 200, and then Electric Picnic was 280.
Forbidden Fruit was a one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but for the weekend.
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably actually is alright then. If I pay 300 for the ticket anyways, then you're getting the luxury of a nice little sleep.
Yeah.
And you're getting
your plug sockets.
But the bar ain't free or that, isn't it? I was going to say you're getting your free gag.
But
there's
plug sockets as well. So you're charging everything. You have to, like, it is a bit.
Boy, yoke in the pound shop for fucking £4 for a charger that you can carry in your pocket.
Pound. It's 2024. In Euro, 22 years. And you know what the annoying thing is? He's 27.
It's not like
he barely used pounds.
It's not like he was buying night tracksuits for like £100.
Yeah, and paying bills in pounds. Like, you've only ever really dealt with proper money in euro.
I made a yoke with myself. I packed it with myself that I was going to stop saying euro.
Stop saying euro or pound?
Euro.
God help us when you start travelling around the world and you're coming back and you're like, peso. Went to the shop and I fucking got a coffee. It was 12 rubies. Rupees or whatever they're fucking called.
I think that's what happened to me when I went to England.
Yeah.
Come back and just, I'm stuck with pound.
Yeah, 50 baht.
So I've left for 24 hours.
Yeah. But what are we talking about there? But yeah, camper vans, grow up.
Yeah.
And people are asking us, are we at Electric Picnic this year? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? I'm about to get a free. The Leaving Cert starts tomorrow.
Eh? And the junior now. And the junior, don't forget us.
What do you mean, us?
My people, the ones who never got to the leave and then we got to the junior, don't forget us.
Can we have a moment silence for the people who only ever done the junior?
Siobhan, put a minute of silence in and elevator music. That would mean a minute of silence then, would it?
Why'd you say elevator?
Is that what it's called?
It's called a lift.
Music. You wouldn't say lift music, tell the truth. So come here, away, quick one. Best of luck to all. The junior shirt and Leaving Cert.
Come here, it goes on for 2 weeks. So even if this episode, they'll already be kicked off by a day. He's still be in the trenches here. So best of luck.
And it's not going to define your whole life.
No, it doesn't.
So don't sweat it too much. Try your best. Don't sweat it too much.
But you have a good chance of getting ahead of life if you do well.
Yeah.
So do apply yourself. Right? What exam do you think you have the best chance of passing if you were to sit in it right now?
School exam. In the Leaving Cert.
Medical exam, Terry. Because we know you're failing that, for fuck's sake.
I didn't know what, yeah. School exam. Oh, I know what yours would be. Geography. What's the capital of Andorra? Oh my God.
Andorra.
Andorra.
We never claimed to be good at capitals.
Yeah, but surely
you know, early on in this podcast, Aaron told me his party piece was he could name every capital to every country. And I believed him.
Hit me with a capital. Anyway,
when we were in primary school, we learned all the capitals of Europe.
Oh, well, used to be little, yeah.
In like a method.
Yeah.
So you go, did it, and there was a rhythm to it. So you just had to like recite the poem. And I was like, he probably did that in school and it just stuck with him. You know, like some people are able to like remember Shakespeare and all because he did it in school.
It's like match times tables, everybody knows.
Mm.
Hey, 16, 20.
So all that.
Whatever.
And then I asked him, like, what was the capital of Iceland? And you fucked it.
If you hit me now, I might have been studying since that episode 32 that was. I might have been studying. Go.
Latvia.
Latvia. What's the capital of Andorra?
Andorra.
No, but that was a good show. I was going to say Latvia for Latvia as well. Lavella.
All right, thanks. So what's the exam you're resitting? If you had to sit tomorrow, what's the exam?
Maths. No, I wouldn't pass,
failing.
Maths.
You're 100% failing maths. Yeah.
But it's the terms. It's all the terminology and all.
You're doing algebra and all. It's not just like, what's 15 times 18? Oh yeah, grand. It's like...
But you know what the thing is?
A squared equals B squared.
Here's a fact for you, yeah? That's never ever been used.
Discuss.
Genuinely, Calvin, why is that in the yoke?
It's problem solving.
But the fuck problem solving, bro. Fuck all that. Why is B2 multiplied by...
It's algorithms and formulas. So like...
Used it since?
To a certain extent, kind of, yeah.
No.
Algorithms, yeah. Algorithms
you've
and
used
formulas.
Algorithms.
Yeah, and formulas, yeah.
But not the way it's put on paper, bro. Let's be honest. If you've ever used it, because there has to be a job out there that uses surely.
Physics,
yeah.
The whole E equals MC squared. It's just, they're all those formulas, like, and mathematicians and stuff like that. But there's people out, like, high-level architecture and stuff like that. Surely
surely, like, 98% of students in schools will not go the route that you're going to need that. So surely it should be stripped out. No.
Right.
And pulling into something more useful that you think.
But it's problem solving. It's helping you digest the problem and break it down numbers wise, 30. Do you know what I mean?
But here's that's a simple maths question.
Go on.
Emma walks part-time after school in the local takeaway.
And what song does the fella who was working on the 12-hour shift beside her sing? Baby Shark.
She is paid a rate per hour and also receives €2 for each delivery she makes. One day she works for 2 hours, makes 5 deliveries and is paid a total of €28. Fine for hourly rate of pay.
Right, here we go. Emma works part-time after school at the local takeaway. She is paid an hourly rate and also receives €2 for delivery she makes. One day she works for 2 hours and makes 5 deliveries and is paid a total of 28.
€4 it is, because 4 fives is 20, so and we'll then break 4 it down, kilos.
Yeah. Break it down. Eight. We know that she gets paid, what she gets paid for deliveries. So that's 5 by €2, which is 10.
Yeah, it's 4.
Which leaves it with €18. And how many hours did she say she worked? 2 hours. It's €9.
No, it's 4, bro. Can we get an answer? It's €4.
One day she works for 2 hours and makes 5 deliveries.
So listen, right? I'll break it down in my head. So she worked 5 hours. I still 5 deliveries, yeah?
Yeah.
So €4 an hour for 5 deliveries.
Yeah.
4 fives is 20.
She didn't work for 5 hours.
Oh, fuck.
You didn't read
she
the
did
question.
She did 5 deliveries, did she?
Read the question, yeah? She receives €2 for each delivery, yeah? She made 5 deliveries, so she made a tenner off that. In total, yeah. She made 28. She made a tenner off that, which leaves you with €18, and she worked for 2 hours. So 2 into 18 is 9. She makes €9 an hour.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
There you go. And that's problem solving. That's how you break down the question. What do you know already? You know how much she gets paid for a delivery. What else do we know? We know how many hours she worked, and we know how many deliveries she made. So you can break that down and you subtract that, and that's what you left it. There you go. Bang.
Do you ever see like C3 plus fucking TV? Yeah, like hold on. Like,
you remember the minus B formula?
You what?
You never done. I think that's only in Leaving Cert maths. Do you ever do the minus B formula?
Bracket, multiply, add, subtract.
Minus B plus minus the square root of B squared all over.
Oh.
Or AC or something.
I was on the AC.
So what subject are you picking?
I don't believe right now I'd be at. Can I study?
Yeah, no, you have to pick one, you're doing it in the morning.
I'm saying, can I study? Like,
as if you're gonna.
Look, I get homework from years, and it's like, watch The Shawshank, and I can't do that. Like, as if I'm gonna go home and start reading the maths book.
There's a gun to your dog's head, you have to pass an exam.
There's not an exam I wouldn't pass.
So what one are you picking? What do you think of the best?
Art.
Ones? Art?
Yeah.
I can't even, how do you even examine someone on
it? Do you want to see me art? Do you want to see the art?
No. I want to do the podcast.
A picture of me junior shirt.
I want to see your bleeding face there.
Listen, watch this.
I think I take history.
Did I not show you this? No? Tell me what you think.
What is that?
It was like a tub of fucking
pate.
Is it pate? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I can't remember from looking at the picture.
But like, are you judged on like, oh, you're a better drawer than me, so you get an A and I get a B?
I got an A in art.
Is that how art works?
And I had to draw one of the boys.
But like, what if you're a shy drawer, but like, you draw it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you're shite at maths, but you're shite. You know what I mean?
But there's an answer on maths.
There's an answer on art.
It's either €9 or it's not €9. Do you know what I mean?
Or it either looks like the bleeding pad day or it doesn't.
I don't know. It's subjective. I mean? Art is subjective. We know this. I pick history. But see, the history questions are like, what are the economic growth factors that led to Hitler overtaking the Austro-Hungarian Empire? Discuss.
Nah, heavy that.
Very heavy. Any question that says discuss at the end, forget about it. Failed English, good luck.
Surely English is easy, no?
I failed it.
How though? Is it not English. Like just write a story?
I failed English.
Write 1,000 words.
In the Leaving Cert. And I failed biology in the Leaving Cert. Biology Leaving Cert was rock solid. And I don't know how I passed French, but I did. I had a little French teacher. Shout out to Miss Casey. I don't think she'd ever listen. But shout out to her. She is the sole reason why I got anywhere in French. And I mean, she was little and we were fucking degenerates in that class. We never paid attention. We were always acting the bollocks. And we think I got a C1 or something in French. Little. Take that all day. Maths was my strongest subject. Sorry if I couldn't across you.
No, yeah. Go.
I got a B1 in maths where I was studying. And supposedly the 6 years, the year after us, me and another young bloke got a B1. And she used us as examples. She was like, they're two fucking idiots. They could have easily got an A. If they studied, don't be like them. I was like kind of proud of that.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
Like, I see the point. Yeah, I see the point you're making. And do you know what I actually liked about her? She believed I could have gotten A. I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Do you know what I mean?
A B1's not bad, is it?
I think it's like 80s, high 80s. Something like that maybe, back in the day.
Here's a fact for you.
Go on.
You're not allowed to fail anymore.
What do you mean you're not allowed to fail?
Not allowed to fail the Leaving Cert.
What do you mean you're not allowed? What happens if you fail?
You don't fail. No one fails anymore.
Surely you do.
No. Siobhan, look that up for me, will you?
But what happens then?
Don't know. There's like My cousin was telling me the other day, he's doing it. He's like, no one's allowed 5.
They've changed, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like you don't get like, a B1 anymore. You get like a H2 and all now, don't you?
But like, he was saying something the other day about, I was like, you're going to fail that. And I was slagging him, and he was like, no one can fail anymore. You're not allowed to fail the leaving cert.
Do you remember during COVID, they were just like, he was sound, give him an A.
Yeah, I think it's like that now.
Like, what?
But that's what I heard anyways. That's what he said. And if he was lying, I'm going to give him a hiding.
Whoa. So, wow. Just while Siobhan's looking at it, the next question says, would you rather resit the leaving cert or the driving test? And then it says, in brackets, 4 tenants, which one would you rather sit in general?
I like the consideration for me.
Yeah, now everyone's involved.
The leaving cert or the driving test?
Yeah.
Driving test. Short, like what you do, shorter duration of time.
It's intense.
Yeah.
People put more pressure on the driving test than they do on the leaving cert in this country. I've never met so many people. Do you know why new people doing the driving test and they wouldn't tell you? Like, they could have it tomorrow and they won't tell you. They'd say, hey, how are you? We are grand. What are you doing tomorrow? Ah, fuck all, just going to chill out for a while or whatever. And then the next day you say, fucking failed my driving test, didn't I? Hit the pat. And you'd be like, what? Didn't even know you were doing it.
Hit the
people wouldn't tell you. Hit the pat, you fail, bro.
Did you, yeah?
You hit the pat, you fail, yeah. My driving instructor told me that, John, you're pulling out.
They just don't call it a fail anymore.
What do they call it then? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, fail, look, you tried. But that's a bit shit. If you failed, you fucking failed. I hate all this shy terminology nowadays where they're like, you can't tell someone they lost or they failed and you're still a winner, like if you came last in the race, you're not. You lost.
Participation, like.
Yeah, it's all about the bollocks. We should be teaching kids to be winners.
I'm going off on a tangent here, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what terminology I hate? And I'm not one of these people that really gets bogged down on terminology.
I think terminology, all the change terminology, most of it is good. 95% of it.
I think if the intention is there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think people get too bogged down on it. Like, you can't call it that. You're supposed to say this.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's strip it back and see why we're supposed to say that. You know what I mean?
Exhibit A.
Go on.
Do you remember someone pulled me over saying I'm clean?
Yeah.
I was like, don't call it clean because you're
implying that you're dirty.
And I was like, I was. I felt dirty.
Yeah.
That, and I'm speaking about myself as well, but you shouldn't use that term anymore. And yeah. I disagree with that. But the amount of people that have spoke to that are in recovery that disagree with that as well. They're like, if I want to say I'm clean, I'll say I'm clean.
But I think the intention is there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's other words, like in work, we don't say blacklisted because it derives from racist terms.
Right.
Where like black people weren't allowed in. And I'm like, I get that.
That makes sense though.
I get that. And I get why we should move away from that term. Do you know what I mean? So you say blacklisted.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that. One term I hate is co-parent. That boils my blood. Co-parent. Because that implies that you're less of a parent than somebody who lives with that child. So now we're co-parenting. No, you're either a parent or you're not a fucking parent.
Well, no matter everyone what. Not a co-parent even if you live with someone, no?
But people say, like, in my situation, I would be a co-parent. And I've heard other people talk about it and be like, oh, we co-parent. You don't. You're either a parent or you're not a parent. No matter how many fucking days or hours a week you have your child, you're either a parent or you're not a parent. You're either in the child's life or you're not. Do you know what I mean? So you're either involved or you're not. No matter what way it's broke up, whether it's 60, 40, 50, 50, you're there one day a week or whatever, fucking once every second week. You're either a parent or you're not. None of this co-parent shit. So like, oh, he only sees his child on the weekend. He's a co-parent. He lives with his child but spends fucking 1 hour a day with him because he's walking or he's out in the pub or he's doing this or he's doing that. Contributes minimal in the child's life, but he's a parent. I hate that. Don't say co-parent. You're a parent or you're not a parent. Either in or you're out. Black or white. Simple as that. There's no grey area.
Yeah.
That term wrecks my head. But I do the driving test of it leaving certain.
Really?
I still have the nightmare. I still have that nightmare. Still have it.
The
I can describe one. It in detail. It's me as a 30-year-old man and I'm about to go into the classroom. Everyone who I went to school with, we're all still 18 though. They're all like, some of the boys now, we're all the same age, but it's them as 18-year-olds about to walk into the classroom and they're all like, what do you mean you didn't study? And I was like, I didn't know we had the fucking exam today. And they're all well prepared and I'm not. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And the feeling of emptiness inside me and the fear I do have, it's like an abyss. I'm like, oh, I'm just sinking. Gonna fail this exam, gonna fail it. And then I wake up in a cold sweat. After leaving cert. And I said this before and I got loads of messages over it. I put a tweet up about it, got loads of replies on it. This is a common fucking thing. People are traumatised over the leaving cert. Don't let that be you. Do you know what I mean? I thought I failed, I did fail my leaving cert. I thought I would have had to reset it, couldn't the college by the skin of my teeth. And the teacher on the phone was going through my results. Because I failed, you can put in for them to be rechecked because they can be marked wrong. And my teacher went through the exam on the phone and says, not a chance. you're going to have to reset. And I was like, bollocks. They were like, come in next week and we'll start Rollo. And then...
Is that a thing where you reset your exam?
Yeah.
Like the next year?
Yeah. We used to have people in our school. So like we were all in 6 year in uniforms and all. And you'd have like people who were like a couple of years old and us come in the normal clothes, but like for one subject. So like we'd be in history and there'd be like a fella sitting there just in his normal clothes. And then he'd go home.
And why would you reset?
Because you might need the points to get into a certain course or whatever. You might be doing something in your life that you need a certain subject.
So let's say you do well in all the subjects and you do shit in maths. You can reset that the next year.
Yeah.
Maths, just maths.
Yeah.
For a year.
Yeah.
Get like whatever points and then that adds onto your points that you got.
That's how that works.
Absolutely stupid way of having it.
I used to have it in my head.
That's cheating,
in my dream. How's it cheating?
Because you only have to take in one subject for a year. I'd reset.
What's an extra year? In your life then?
No, I know that, but I'm saying you could get maximum points by failing them all and reset.
And it take you 6 years to do it then.
Yeah,
now you're 24 and you're a mature student, the points don't actually mean anything.
They don't anymore?
Not when you're a mature student. But in my dream, I'm resetting an exam. So like I'm in my normal clothes and I'm resetting because I went back. So I'm like living that timeline in my head where I thought I was not going to college and I was going to have to reset these exams. So it's mad shit going on.
Do you know I wanted to go to college?
Yeah, so I thought that was a terrible idea.
I wanted to do it anyways.
Yeah, but you wanted to do it for the sake of doing it, wasn't it?
No. I wanted to go. I looked up one recently to do psychology, yeah?
Did you not tell me one day, you were like, I think I'm going to go to college because someone said you should go. And you were like, I'm going to look into it. And I'm like, don't just go because someone said you should go.
No. So I looked up recently, yeah? And I was going to go to college and study psychology. And it's $4,000 for a year to do that. $4,000.
College is expensive, mate.
$4,000.
More.
Someone said to me, yeah, just do it. I said, it'd be different if I was looking to make a career out of it.
Mm.
I was looking to do something just because I'd probably enjoy doing it.
They used to do psychology in my college. Oh, they obviously still do, but anyone that done that course, turns out like once you get the degree, like the degree was like literally step one of becoming a psychologist. You need
to go
and do so many more courses.
This wasn't me aim.
Mm.
I was like, I just want to go and do something and probably enjoy it. And the thing is, I'll probably drop out after 2 weeks. So I just want to test the waters with it. But it's like, yeah, $4,000. I was like, no. I understand if you want to make a fucking career there. Yeah. I want to do something on the side. Just fucking see what it's like. Test the waters with college and all.
Did you ever, you didn't even say what exam you'd reset tomorrow.
No, I don't know, bro. Art. I don't know. What exam am I going to blame pass tomorrow?
History.
Wouldn't pass history, bro.
You'd give English a good bash, would you?
I reckon I'd have the best chance with English out of all them, except for like if you take out like art or something, because you just have to draw something. You just hope for the best.
Yeah. We go through the bleeding yoke. I didn't see this. Did you see this? The European Union announced it's going to ban smoky bacon crisps. I only had a packet of them in the pub yesterday.
Bollocks.
What flavour would you ban if you had to pick one crisps flavour to ban? Salt and vinegar. All day. See you after.
You're lying. Cunt.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Dirty. Lying. And I know that mean because you don't like it.
Live on air. Watch this.
Who are you ringing, Amy? Is it?
Just like the phone a friend. She better not let me know. Amy.
What?
You're live on the podcast. If I was to ban one flavour of crisps, what flavour would I pick?
Chocolate vinegar.
Thanks, I love you.
Can't stand them.
And see, yeah, see if you were sitting here and I'm watching you eating a packet of salt and vinegar. Before we move on with that, I'd be like, will you wash your hands? And then we'll go. You could sit there, eat prawn cocktail, smoky bacon, cheese and onion, whatever, Terry, and I'll go about my day. If I see you eating salt and vinegar, I'd be like, will you just wash your hands before we move on with life, please? Thanks very much. Can't stand them.
I disagree with that.
See if I go away or me and Amy are not going to spend the night together. She'll send me a picture. She'll go out to the shop and she'll get like messages or whatever and a big packet of salt and vinegar because I'm not going to be there so she can enjoy them. Even Harper as well. Same again. I'm like, no salt and vinegar on the gaff. And then when I'm not there, they'll send me a picture of the salt and vinegar. They'll get to enjoy them. Can't stand them, bro. Makes me itchy. Hey, salt and vinegar.
That's a phobia. I didn't know you had.
I won't call it a phobia. It's more of a frustration.
Yeah, bro.
So there you go. That's what flavour I'd be banning.
Sour cream and onion probably by me.
You'd ban them.
I'm roaring at me like that.
Because sour cream and onion is whopper.
I've been looking up the clock and you're at the roaring at me about to get a bad fry. Sour cream and onion would be banned. And I don't mind the sour cream and onion, but there's no flavour that I don't like. Is there a flavour that I don't like? Name a mad flavour. Prawn cocktail, love a prawn cocktail. Yeah. Do you know what I'm not mad on either? Be between sour cream and onion and buffalo. You know the buffalo hunky dories.
You're just looking for trouble, you are. You're looking for sticky. I know you're that.
What's my favourite? What's my favourite flavour of crisp?
I don't know.
You didn't know it.
What is it?
Yeah, I swear. You were meant to be.
Oh, ready salted?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I don't see the issue with that.
That's just a bit thick over that.
That's like getting well done steak.
Oh, I'm not having that.
Ready salted is, yeah. Well done steak. That's what that is. The next one is, what's the best snack to share at a pub table? Scampi fries, bacon bites, peanuts, or cheese and onion, potato. Bacon fries.
Bacon fries.
Bacon bites, they're called, yeah. You got your haircut today?
Mm-mm.
No?
That was something the other day.
Was it?
Yeah, boy, what are you going to hit?
It looks a lot shorter. Did you get a cut? You got a cut?
No, not cut. Because I can,
But what?
Look.
Looks like you got a cut.
No.
Tell everyone what the plan was
there. I think I got a little bit of it. We were going to grow our hairs out with a crack.
And then what did you say? You rang me one day and you're like, going to grow my hair out. I was like, that's mad, so am I. And what did you say? Do you want to do your best so you can do it the longest? And I was like, I'm 30, Terrence. I just want to grow my hair in peace. Not everything has to be a competition. Like,
it does.
Me sitting in the gaff, not even being able to sit there, like just growing my hair.
Just sitting there with the hair. Growing,
and you were home like squeezing your hair out with follicles and all, grew an extra centimeter.
Yeah, I think I got a little bit, it's still long though.
Like Kevin De Bruyne, that's why I'm wearing the cap. Need to get my hair cut in the morning.
Bollocks, I forgot about that, yeah. So, you're still growing?
Still growing, and like Paul McCartney sitting now.
Yeah, that's long though.
That's probably the most mature middle class thing I've ever done in my life.
Grew your hair?
Didn't get a skin fade, got a taper. That's probably.
Oh, it was fresh,
the most mature. Proper, that's when I knew, this is it now. You're handing over everything about you that's walking class, inner city, dub. Can I get a type of fade, please? Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
That was it. Mortgage on the way next, you know what I mean? Here we are. Roy, what are we going to call this episode, Terry?
What are we going to call the episode? Huh?
Receding.
Why, who's receding?
What are we getting all panel for? What are you getting all defensive for?
Boy, I was just saying.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, don't.
Boy.
We'll call it Reese. And we'll cut that whole receiving part as well, because there's no one receiving in this room that I'm aware of.
That's not a bad one. The Reese, it's a good one, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there's no one receiving. Why would you call it receiving if there's no one receiving?
Right, take this out, Siobhan.
No, I'll tell you why I said that as because we did that.
What, the mic's back on?
Someone only, was it Derek Bell said to me the other day, what story with Joe here?
What are you crying for?
No, I'll smash this old studio up quicker than anything. Call me small up all day again. Take us out, please.
What? You didn't even say what Derek said.
What? Did I not?
You know, Derek said, what's the story with Joe hair? Back with the mint. And?
Yeah, no, but he was just slagging me, was. No, he said that. I have a good hair line there.
Did he, yeah?
Yeah. Don't be doing
take his advice on Ann.
That's a valid point. We'll think of an R word.
I was the lowest.
Siobhan, please tell me that you said that.
I'm at the deep throat in the mic.
Can you just get that? You had to give yourself a bang of the mic and the teeth.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.